Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
So I don't want to pay tolls. I don't want to pay tolls here. But you kind of start to have this feel of like, is everyone else crazy? Maybe are we doing it wrong?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Well, it must have dropped with that cold front moving through, because we were at 63 degrees when we started the show this morning, about 6 o'clock, now down to 55. That front is moving through, but we'll keep an eye on the weather today, because we've got this first round of storms that's going to move through. Still seeing some shower and storm activity in Racine and Kenosha County, southern Milwaukee County, just the tail end of this first round. Could be some more late morning, Eve. Again, I'm not qualified to interpret the radar, but there's another batch that's moving northwest, so that could be a late morning thing. And then they're talking about, again, this afternoon, possibility for some strong storms. Severe threat, a little bit less this afternoon than it appears to be for tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow could be the
night.
Main event.
Yeah, tomorrow night could be really bad, depending on how things go. So they're just kind of keeping their eye on that situation.
And Debbie watching the situation on I-41, a common trouble spot right there in the Menominee Falls or northwest Milwaukee area. And we've got a lot of trouble there. Debbie said earlier, I don't say this often, but don't use 41.
Right.
So I guess it's backed up enough in there from some earlier trouble. And then now with the rain, that has moved out of that area, so hopefully things will start to loosen up. But two of those things that we're keeping an eye on for you this morning. This first round of storms, again, should be making its way in large part out over Lake Michigan as we speak. It is coming up on 7:15. We got sports on the way next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
So on Saturday, the Brewers beat a red-hot Astros team thanks to an epic three-run blast by William Contreras. It was against Justin Verlander. It was a great AB, just a stellar AB.
How long has Verlander been in the league? Like 30
forever.
Years?
Forever. Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. And that led to a big Brewers victory on Saturday. Well, on Sunday, the Brewers down 6-4 in the seventh. Willie Adames trying to do the same thing, jacking a three-run bomb.
6-4 Astros, 1-1 pitch, swinging a high fly ball. This is well hit into center. Backing up is Myers. He is settling underneath it right in front of the fence, and Jake Myers caught it. Oh, you thought maybe. But Willie hit it to the wrong part of the park.
The Journal Sentinel says that home run would have been gone in about half of the parks across the league, just not in Houston.
He's probably crushed five or six balls that either been robbed or, you know, hit to the wrong part of the park in the last week and a half. So it can be frustrating.
Manager Pat Murphy there. Brewers would ultimately lose 9-4. The Crew now in Miami for a series against the Marlins. Joe Ross on the hill. 5:40 first pitch. Our coverage starts at 5:05 right here on WTMJ.
Green Bay Packers open OTAs today. Organized team activities. So a little bit more intensive than the rookie camp they just had earlier this month. Not quite a mini camp, which happens in June, and that's mandatory. This one is you don't have to come.
Do they play games?
Right. You mean like have like team building outings or?
Yeah. Like some type of like Monopoly.
I bet you there'll be some. There always is a mini camp or regular camp, right? Some sort of team building thing that has nothing to do with football.
They don't have to be there.
Yes. This is one of those that, no, it's optional. So we'll see you there. Anyway, that's today, tomorrow, and Thursday are the dates this week.
It feels amazing. Just a wide range of emotions for me. Very satisfying when it lipped in. I don't even really remember it lipping in. I just heard everyone roaring, and I just look up to the sky in relief.
It did lip in. I even said, oh, he missed it, but then not. The words of a newly crowned champion, finally. First time for Xander Schauffele to be the last man standing at a major. He's 30 years old. He birdied the 72nd hole in the PGA Championship to win by a stroke.
How did Scottie Scheffler do? He was the one that was arrested
on
Friday morning
and
during our program.
Is due in court tomorrow.
Jeez.
So more on that. I guess we'll hit that harder tomorrow as he's due in court. But yeah, I didn't see where Scottie finished. He wasn't on the front page of the leaderboard. But
okay.
Wouldn't have surprised me if he was with everything that he dealt with. I mean, he's pretty solid mentally
and number one golfer in the world, but it was Xander Schauffele's day this time at the PGA Championship. And one more thing here, the Milwaukee Admirals got to even the series tonight against the Grand Rapids Griffins. You don't want to go to Grand Rapids down 2-0. Ads drop the first in this second round of the best of five Calder Cup playoff series tonight at home, then two on the road in Grand Rapids. Game five, if necessary, would be back here in Milwaukee. They need you tonight. Puck drops at 7 o'clock at the UWM Panther Arena.
All right, it's a Monday. You know what that means.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
All right, this is when we look at what's going to happen this week. What are you going to hear on the program? What is going to be in the timeline or the feeds? What's going to be on the television? What are you going to read in the paper? All of those things right now. On Wisconsin's Morning News.
Why don't you just tell me what's going to happen this week?
The big stuff is the weather here early on. So today, tomorrow, got to keep an eye on the radar. Severe stuff potentially, especially tomorrow. Destructive storms moving across the middle of the country.
Thunderstorms will begin to bubble right in the Great Lakes region during the evening commute, but that's sweeping across Nebraska and Iowa. There we could see a few tornadoes. The threat persists on Tuesday, sweeping eastward into places like Kansas City, stretching from Green Bay to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, so tomorrow night could be some pretty strong stuff. We could see something potentially strong later on today as well. So it's got to be weather ready for the next day or two.
We got you for that.
Yeah. Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, will be back on the stand for more cross-examination in the hush money trial. This is the final witness for the prosecution. Then what?
If Trump is convicted, he faces the possibility of prison time, but he would almost certainly immediately appeal. It's still uncertain what defense attorneys are going to do. They have told prosecutors they could call as many as four witnesses, possibly including Trump himself.
Ooh, that's ABC's Aaron
Kuturski. Still out there as a possibility.
Likely not.
Likely not, but...
What we can expect, though, they've said multiple times they do expect closing arguments tomorrow, which would indicate the defense isn't going to do anything. But that's what... There's been multiple comments made by all sides and the judge saying closing arguments likely on Tuesday. Speaking of Tuesday, we have a couple of more primaries, Georgia, Idaho, and Kentucky, and Oregon. Big media day for Amtrak. First day of the new Borealis trains originating from St. Paul and Chicago. They swing through Milwaukee. I think there's expected to be a to-do when the train stops in Milwaukee around 12:40 tomorrow. So there'll be an event there, a media thing.
So it's not new tracks. It's not even really necessarily new trains. It's just more another route available.
Yeah.
Or not even a different route. Another train available
that
will take you to the cities.
Yes.
The Borealis. And a cool name.
On Wednesday, the Marquette Law School poll will release a couple of new ones. National surveys. This has to do with the Supreme Court. So they'll have public opinion on the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Then they'll do more on some policy and decision-making stuff on Thursday. Those are national polls from Marquette. On Thursday, President Biden will host himself state dinner. I love me a good state dinner.
I'm telling you, they're cleaning out the fridge there at the White House just in case.
So
this is the second one in like 3 weeks.
So he's hosting Kenyan President William Ruto and his wife at the White House.
Look, we got all this food. Somebody's got to eat it.
He had promised to go to Africa at one point in his term, and he has never made it over there. So this is the second time when he said, hey, I'll make it to Australia or I'll make it to Africa, and it didn't happen. So instead, they've said, hey, we'll just have a state dinner here. So that's...
Why don't you come here?
They'll mark 60 years...
We'll do it at our house.
...diplomatic relations. I'm so excited.
You still haven't been out to see the place. Yeah, why don't you come here? We'll...
Always got to go see the baby.
Make the good steak.
Also, the seasonal grand opening of the Roundhouse Beer Garden is Thursday. That's at the McKinley Marina. It's a Bartolotta establishment, so that's taking place. On Friday, traditional getaway day for Memorial Day weekend. So this is when AAA just picks a number. 38 million people are going to be traveling by car.
Is that what it is this year?
This year.
You could have told me virtually any number.
Yeah.
You could have said 75 million.
Right.
No, that makes sense.
Or 14, and you'd be
14.
Like, oh, okay.
That's a lot of people.
38.4 million people will travel by car over the Memorial Day weekend starting Friday. Also, Field of Flags special ceremonies at Veterans Park. That's Friday as well. President Biden delivers the commencement address at West Point over the weekend. And finally, at the movies... Wait, no, no, that's no, that's not it. Mad Max comes to the movies. That's not it. That's more the
Lightning Jones. Start your engines.
Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, roars onto the big screen. Anya Taylor-Joy, she plays Furiosa this time. So this is a prequel to when Charlize Theron played Furiosa in that film about 10 years ago, another Mad Max movie. So per canon, you won't see Max in this movie.
Oh, all right.
But Furiosa's in it.
A prequel to the prequel.
Yes.
Roger that. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo, is our guest on Brewers 360 at 7:45.
Millions of grandparents around the country are taking on parenting again. They're raising their grandchildren, often 30 years after they first became parents.
61-year-old grandmother Raylina Bonilla never expected to be raising her grandchildren.
That's ABC's Em Nguyen saying that there's many more that are doing this now than before.
U.S. Census data shows that more than 2 million American grandparents are responsible for their grandchildren.
Grandparents do it because they love their grandchildren and don't want them to end up in the foster care system.
Mary Pat Tracy is the executive director of Connectedly, a Philadelphia nonprofit that provides services specific to grandparent-headed families.
Finding out what are the issues? Is it communication? Is it resources? Like, I do want legal custody of these children.
Isn't that crazy? You think oftentimes how many more, add on to that number, the number of grandparents that are playing an active role in
sure.
either watching or caring for their grandchildren, now more than ever before.
Varying degrees of helping out, right? Some who regularly watch the kids for mom or dad or both who are at work. Some who help out from time to time.
Remember that when we heard, too, that some companies are offering up what were they calling it? Not maternity leave, but they're offering up that opportunity for a grandparent who is working as a way to be a more attractive workplace. Hey, you can come here and you can take the next 2 or 3 weeks off to be with kid who was just born because daughter's going to need help or son's going to need help with that kid.
Every generation has a different relationship with its parents, right? And this generation is, ours is certainly closer probably to our parents than they were to theirs. And then the millennials and their parents, definitely much closer.
Yeah. So
for better and for worse, they're good and bad things.
Say,
that,
there's
right?
definitely some pros and cons to that, right?
I don't know if anybody's coming to live at my house again. 7:38. The news is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. At 7:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Monday morning, I have to share with you what has captivated Eric this morning. go ahead and click on the live stream. You can do that by texting WATCH to 855-616-1620.
Awesome. All right, great.
And we'll send you the link, or else you click the Watch Now button at WTMJ.com or on our mobile app. You can also watch us streaming live on YouTube. Eric has been watching the ship that caused the bridge collapse in Baltimore. They're moving it today.
Yeah,
tugboats out there.
It's making the 2.5 mile trip back to the port of Baltimore. It's traveling 1 mile per hour. They're really close. It's almost done.
And oh, really?
Slowly been moving this whole
since
time.
Since 6 this morning, he's been trying to convince me that this is fascinating to witness. He keeps moving his screen so that I can see.
Yeah.
And the ship is To the naked eye from this angle, it's barely moving.
It would look like you're looking at a photo.
Right, yes. So I've not been as impressed. I'm impressed by the operation. Clearly, this is a major step, and it has to happen. But
huge
as to whether
step,
or not
right?
you want to sit here and watch this, I guess we've now made it easy for you. Greg, did you get that up there? Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. He's like, I can put it on the live stream.
So it is up. I don't even know if the boat's on the picture anymore. I think they've slowly moved it off screen, so I don't even know if it's on there.
Good. Well, go ahead. That's
but
there
that's good
for you.
News. This yes. is huge news. They finally cleared that. This is another big step
Fine.
That needed to happen.
Good. So you go ahead and watch that then if you like. Don't
slowly
show me that
moving.
Screen again. It's here. Gone now. Yeah, it's over.
Here's a shot of it moving.
7:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Xander Schauffele is your PGA Championship champion, won his first major, 21 under was his finishing round or finishing total on the tournament It's his first major again, 30 years old. So the winner is Xander Schauffele at the PGA Championship. We have the Green Bay Packers starting OTAs today. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, organized team activities in Green Bay.
The Milwaukee Brewers wake up in Miami this morning after a tough series to the Astros. They fall to the Astros Sunday 9-4. Now it's Brewers in Miami starting tonight. 5:40 first pitch, 5:05 coverage right here on WTMJ.
360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and we have host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, on the line with us this morning. Hey, Dom. Hey, Dom, he said.
You know what he's doing? He's watching the stream of the boat moving.
He is not.
Yes,
no one's
is.
Watching that.
He's captivated.
You're the only person in the United States of America watching that right
true.
Now.
There's a reason why they have that stream up.
That's
because
true.
People are
people
watching.
Watch anything.
Anyway, it's almost at the port.
Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. He is working on getting Dom on the line here. I think we had a little technical difficulty, which is a way that we cover for virtually anything that goes wrong. Yeah, we have some
right.
technical difficulties.
Yeah, it could be anything. He could have overslept.
What do you think, G? We got him or no?
Oh, we got him. He's there. Technology's not on our side. Stand by. I got a backup coming. Hang tight.
So what does that mean? Like, how long should I hang tight?
Give it 60 seconds.
So on the game.
What would you like to talk about in the interim, Eric?
I'll give you a little bit more on the game.
Of his stuff. It really just didn't work out for him. He hung in there, though, and the manager loved that he kept going for it.
I'm biased because I just love the kid so much that you know, I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Yeah, 5 runs, 4 walks, and 4 1/3 innings for Ray. Today, it's Joe Ross on the hill for the crew.
All right. Greg says we got him. Dom, you there?
I think we got me.
All right,
I think
nice.
We got it.
Good. Well, this better be worth it.
Shoot, I mean, they've come off
a lot of
loss.
Pressure.
Really
a lot of pressure on you now. You just came in with the bases loaded, clinging to a 1-run lead.
It's going to be tough, man. Holy cow. I mean, look, what I see with a 9-game road trip, right, 3 different cities, just go 5-4, okay? If you win the next 2 series, you're at 5-4. You sweep the Marlins and lose the series to the Red Sox, that's still 5-4. That's all you're going for here.
When's the last time we were in Boston? It's been a few years, right?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. You know, sorry to bring this up. 2022, this was the last series, and then we had an off day, which was the trade deadline in 2022. I think you see what I'm connecting here.
Oh, I see you. I see you working here.
Yeah, but let's say, I mean, the last time the Brewers were there, won the series. It was a really good series. I will be there as well. Fenway Park's my favorite park in baseball, and I can't wait to do the post-game shows live from Fenway.
Yeah, for any Brewers fans that are heading to Boston to get their first visit at that stadium, I was there for the first time last year, and it is amazing. You walk around that stadium, Dom, and it's just, it's impossible not to enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I feel like, look, Wrigley's obviously great down the road, too, but there's a better charm, a better historic presence for Fenway as opposed to Wrigley. Now, the whole area around Fenway is getting developed just like every other ballpark is too. But the moment you walk in, you know, the America's most beloved ballpark, the organ, the kind of muted signage and the history underneath, they do a great job on the concourse. And then obviously the monster, you know, and if you ever get the chance to go inside the monster, do it. And you see all the names that have signed inside the monster. It's really surreal to see the ghosts that have been there at Fenway Park over the years.
As you handicapped the remaining games in the series, Dom, I heard you suggest that we sweep the Marlins. Is Miami bad again this year?
They're not great, but they have pitching. And the other kryptonite for the Brewers over the years has been left-handed pitching. So they're going to start 3 consecutive lefties here this week. Ryan Reathers tonight, and then Trevor Rogers tomorrow, and then Jesus Luzardo on Wednesday. And it's just one of those things that Pat Murphy said a couple weeks ago. There's no such thing as a trap series in Major League Baseball. These are Major League players. If you don't show up, they will beat you. Look at what the A's did to the Brewers last season at American Family Field. You take any team for granted in baseball, and they will make you pay.
Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, live with us this morning, eventually. That's on our end. That's not on you.
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dom. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Keith. Great to be back on the air with you this Monday morning, 7:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News. A few days off as I had to go to retrieve my college freshman daughter, who I suppose is now technically a college sophomore.
So you make it back, and Tausch is gone all week, so no Tausch this week.
Tausch is like in Istanbul or something, right?
Peru.
Oh, they're pretty close to each other. Go ahead. They're right.
Cosmically speaking, yeah.
Anybody can make that mistake, don't you think, Deb? Right. So I did what many families are doing this time of year, going to pick up their kids at college and bring them home. Mine just takes on an added level of stress and other things because my kid goes to school in New York. She is in Manhattan. And so I haven't figured out a better way to do this, E. I'm smart enough to know you shouldn't be driving in Manhattan at all, much less your minivan.
Right.
But I also have not figured out a better way to do it. If she's coming home for the summer, people are like, well, why don't you move her out and rent a storage closet or something out there? Okay, but then I'd still have to rent a truck.
Right.
Right. In New York, yep. we'd still have to move the stuff.
You'd have to move twice then, right? Yeah. Kind of.
So, we did the only thing we knew how to do. We drove out there, we loaded up the minivan, and we drove home. But, a number of takeaways every time I visit New York that I'll share this morning. First of all, I was telling you again, I'm just constantly fascinated by the fact that New York City is both massive and also very small at the same time.
Explain.
So, obviously, it's the biggest city in the country, and millions of people in the metro area, and many of them smashed right in that tiny spot in Manhattan, all going about their thing. So it's big in Times Square and the tall buildings and all the stuff. But yet, on a micro level, in your little world, things are very small. You go out to, so we went to Little Italy. I got to eat in Little Italy, a couple of restaurants that I like there. They're not big restaurants. I mean, the Mine Shaft would, these things are dwarfed by someplace mm-hmm. huge. You know, you think, well, New York, everything's big. It's not. The restaurants are very small. There are plenty of them. And you're in the middle of this monstrosity that is Manhattan to get to them. But once you get in there, it's just a regular old restaurant.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Went to a Broadway show. We saw Hadestown. This theater was 975 seats.
Oh, that's tiny.
I mean, the Pabst is like 1,300.
Sounds right.
Riverside is 2,000.
Yep.
There are over 2,000 at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. 4,000 if you're at the Miller High Life Theater. So
that's cool, though. 900.
Broadway. Fewer than 1,000 seats. The door is like 15 feet from the seats. The exterior door, you walk in, and you're like, whoa, I'm in a row.
So during the show, like, would people open the door and the light shines through? And
they're, they're double doors.
Bus horns. Right.
So it's just wild. It's like this huge city, but yet in your little orbit, it's very small. It took us an hour maybe to get outside out of Manhattan. We finally loaded all our stuff up. And anyone who's loaded or unloaded a kid at school, you know that's stressful
anywhere.
And crazy nuts anywhere.
At Marquette, anywhere.
Right. So then to add on top of that, you're in Manhattan
Driving
around with my little Wisconsin plates. Sorry. Trying to give people the wave. Trying to let a guy in. What are you, nuts? You can't let people in. You got to go.
Not from around here. Huh?
Right. Hey, oop. You can see the plates.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me. The other thing that I cannot help but observe, having made this drive a number of times now, I know there's a reason, and maybe people smarter than me have figured this out, but I did something in every single state between here and New York, except for Wisconsin.
Wait, let me think about it. All right, so Illinois, Indiana, Ohio.
Did it in Indiana. Did it in Ohio.
Pennsylvania
and New York. But not in Wisconsin.
You paid tolls.
I paid to drive on the road. Paid tolls in every single one of those states. I think Ohio maybe was the most expensive, although it's like $8 to go the Skyway.
Okay.
Is that what it is? But it is just to cross a bridge in Illinois.
Yeah,
Indiana's a fairly short stretch. Go gate to gate in Ohio cost me a lot of money. But you're going through the tolls and you're going paying tolls. So I don't want to pay tolls. I don't want to pay tolls here. But you kind of start to have this feel of like, is everyone else crazy? Maybe are we doing it wrong? If everybody else is doing it,
clearly they're making money off.
Should we not be getting in on this in some way?
I mean, AAA just picks a random number every time there's a holiday.
That's right.
88 million people are going to be driving or whatever.
There we are.
So everyone's driving, regardless of whether or not there are tolls there.
You know, you go on the major areas, right? The southern, southeast part of the state there, I-94. There's a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Throw one up, a couple in the Green Bay area. Go outside 90 and 94 where they cross over into Minnesota.
And there's been talk of that, right? Maybe
there has
doing
been talk.
Something at the state lines.
Right.
So just because that way you're capturing others.
I know it changes the funding formula too from the feds and what kind of money you get for servicing the roads and all that other stuff.
Text line's going to explode on this, by the way, just because you said this.
But are we the only suckers? Come on into Wisconsin. We don't charge to drive our roads.
And look how great they are. Our governor is so busy filling the potholes. That's where we are.
Fix the damn roads. 7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News. I should mention Mark Tauscher out this week as he is in, not Istanbul. Where is he?
Peru.
How did he end up there?
I don't know. And you call him and ask him.
All right.